his present, Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
I walk and him I talk with me all the while. I said, you do, good old part-time blues, and from here on out, I'm a son of a blues. I'm a happy child, and I'm running wild. And the hillbilly boys are running in. I like my music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red fish, big white stuffy fish, hillbilly proud, show Mexican band. So while we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, and for a poor round, the blue hillbilly fly, so dangling hillbilly man.
Yes, sirree. Hello there, friends everywhere. It's these hillbilly boys that you listen to so much. Back to play a little 15-minute program for you. So to start off our program, we're going to, well, it's going to be a good old breakdown by Little Mickey Wickney's Fiddly Willy, and I think Leon's going to call us, sure enough. Aren't you? I hope Leon calls this anyway. It's going to be a hornpipe played by Mickey Wickney.
And
Leon says he's going to sit this one out, so come on, Mickey Wickney, with that good old Ned Kendall's hornpipe. Mickey Wickey, that was mighty fine indeed. That was a good old hornpipe played by Little Mickey Wickey, titled Ned Kendall's Hornpipe. It has been said that everything serves some useful purpose if properly applied at the right time. Although it has been distressing, a depression has no doubt taught us much and may serve a useful purpose in the lives of many. It has created opportunities which never existed in the lives of millions who lived and died before the Depression started. Those who are courageous, brave, wise, thrifty, and industrious will emerge from this Depression, independent, wealthy, and happy. But to figure out what is best for you to do, keep your body and brain healthy. A weak, run-down person cannot expect to have an active brain. Keep your body and brain healthy by eating good, pure, wholesome food, and know that you are properly caring for your body. Use hillbilly flour, the purest, most wholesome, and best flour possible to be manufactured.
Please pass the biscuit, Crappy.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was mighty fine. Leon's always sitting around here just passing these biscuits right along, and he's going to pass over here at the microphone and tell you that the moon got in his eyes.
Darkness, you suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember, do you, when the moon got in my eyes? I saw the kingdom was in sight that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the saying that all to love are blind. It seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eye.
Sings these old popular numbers so doggone pretty that he just simply makes us cry back here in the back of the studio. Isn't that right, Mickey Wickey?
Anything you say, Patty.
Thank you very much, boy. And let's get on here with the program with a good old harmony number by Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace our little... Leon, if you don't quit looking at me that way. Leon, you and Horace come on up here and sing together on that little rosewood casket.
There's a little rosewood casket stretching on a marble sand, and a package of love letters written by my true love's hand. Will you read them to me, sister? Will you read them all tonight? I have often tried to read them, but the tears would blind my sight. Bring the letters he has written, he whose voice have often heard. Read them to me gently, for I cherish every word. Tell him, sister, if you see him, that I never cease to love, and in death I pray to meet him in a better world above. Silence and his absence is for heart with sorrow grown. I am ready now, my sister. Will you read the letters o'er? I will listen to the words of he whom I shall see no more. And there ye shall have finished, till I calmly fall asleep. Fall asleep in bed to wake up, dearest sister, do not weep.
Thank you very much, boys. And you know, friends, we always make these programs up, or at least Leon makes them up, of the requests that you friends send in to us. We've had requests from all over the state of Texas from our different listeners, and we've had requests from out of state, clear up around Wyoming, Pennsylvania, and other states. that hear these programs, and we always like to hear from our friends, you know. Even if you can't get our product, Hillbilly Flour, way out there in the northern states, we still like to hear from you as to what you think of our programs. Any kind of suggestions that we always appreciate. And, of course, we like to have your requests, as we always make these programs up entirely. Other requests that you friends send in. So just write us a card or letter and tell us your request, and we'll put it down here on our list, and we'll get to yours just as soon as possible. So please bear with us until we do get to yours, because we will get to it in the near future. And we'd also like to hear from the housewives that use Hillbilly Flour. I'd like to know the results you've been getting from it since you started using Hillbilly. And we think we have a pretty good idea of the results you will be getting after you've tried one sack of that superb, unadulterated flour, Hillbilly. And now to get along here with the program, well, it's going to be Horace, the little lovebird. Horace, you come on over here. And, well, it must be spring. Yes, sir. Horace has got the spring fever blues.
I feel so lazy, can't do a thing. My mind is hazy, just like a smoke ring. I think of nothing but lying in the hay. I've got the spring fever blue. The sun is shining right in my room. I feel like I was the man in the moon. I'm riding high on the clouds way up above. I've got the spring fever blue. I wish the spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I miss those days of dreaming. If birds were nestling in the trees and leaves were swaying in the breeze, my heart would keep on beaming. Whoa, I hope the south wind will blow past my door and leave me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I've got the spring fever blues, I mean. I've got the spring fever blues, yeah. My mind is hazy just like a smoke ring. I think of nothing but lying in the hay. I've got the spring fever blue. The sun is shining right in my room. I feel like I was the man in the moon. I'm riding high on the clouds way up above. I've got the spring fever blue. I wish the spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I miss those days of dreaming. If birds were nestling in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze, my heart would keep on beaming. Whoa, I hope the south wind will blow past my door and leave me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I've got the spring fever blues, I mean. I've got the spring fever blues.
Thank you very much, Horace, and I see that our time's all up. And friends, if you want to show your appreciation of these programs, just be sure to ask your grocer for a sack of Hillbilly Flour the next time you go to buy a sack of flour. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like my music, good old my music, played by the real hillbilly man. I like red fishes, big white buzzards, hillbilly flowers, your Mexican friends. So all we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, pappy, and we'll see you better. Right at the party, let it go. Oh, dangling hillbilly man.
W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas has presented this program for your appreciation and using hillbilly products, the hillbilly flour, hillbilly tea, and hillbilly shortening.